Hello, and welcome to the Journey Artists Around the World. I am your host, Kiana the Artist. What is the Journey Artists Around the World? The Journey Artists Around the World is a platform to design for artists to market their content and promote their crafts by showcasing their artist talents, ability, gifts, and powers. The platforms also offer an opportunity for the audience to hear, listen, and learn and be inspired. Through this program, we will open their minds to share and listen. And it's important for us to state the creativities who have overcome different struggles, such as depression, drugs, discrimination, disability, and highly welcome to become forward and share their lives' stories. I am so happy to be here today. And our topic is, what is life to be a poet? The platform is also offers an opportunities for the audience to hear, learn, and get inspired. So, a very good topic is, what is life to be a poet? And there's so many things in the world. As an artist, being a poet is very challenging. It can be overwhelming, but also it can be inspired. Inspired to others, inspired to next generation, inspired in themselves. And just like the Journey Artists Around the World is more creative of people who struggles, they struggle their abilities, they struggle to be who they are. To everything. So, what is it like to be a poet? Many times we feel the ability to learn, to be wonderful. To be everything that we know was best for us as a poet.
Hello.
Hello, and how
And
are
how
you
are you
doing
doing
today?
today? Great, great. How are you?
Doing great. This is our guest for tonight, everyone. Her name is Ra'ann, and how are you doing tonight?
Yes, again, I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here, happy to be breathing. Hello, everybody. Hi, Kiana the artist.
Thank you. So, can you tell the audience where are you from?
Yes, I am from Pasadena, California. Born and raised.
Love it. So, as our guest tonight, can you please tell your audience more about your journey as an artist, a poet, and how life has been as an artist?
Yes. What is it like to be a poet? It's like hitting reset every single day. Every single day, just hitting the reset button and starting over, pushing and moving forward, and hitting that reset button. Like it's just a brand new day, like in your artistry, and trying to get your name out there, trying to get your brand out there, and yeah, constantly hitting reset.
Oh, wow. That is so delightful. So, as an artist, what is it to say are your accomplishments and what you are proud of?
As an artist, my accomplishments would be collaborating with everyone. Underneath the hashtag the forever S the number 7EVEN, you can see a lot of different collaborations and artists that we've collaborated with. So I think that's what I am most proud of, just the fact that people are willing to work with me and help build the brand and help me with brand awareness. I'm grateful for that.
Nice. We're just so happy for you tonight. And can you please tell the audience about the struggles that you have and how you had to overcome and what you had enabled to you to overcome so much struggles?
Oh my goodness. The struggles that I've had to overcome. Self-doubt, and realizing that it's about more than just consistency. It's not just about consistently putting your art out there or putting your poetry out there. It's about where you place your poetry or your art. So that was a struggle that I had to overcome, realizing that I am not for everybody, and realizing that I don't have to tell everyone the vision that I have been given from A to Z. And even if I do, it's not supposed to make sense to everyone. So that was definitely a struggle. I think getting over that. God helping me to get over that and helping me to realize to just like take it day by day. Every single day, it is a lot, and that's okay. But just give it all to God, and just to have faith. So I'm really grateful, for God and to God for Him just allowing me to keep my mind intact, to live and to breathe another day, to just find the faith. Find the faith in the failure, and to just, whoo, to just keep going, like to keep breathing and to keep living.
Oh, we love that so much. So, if you had advice to other poets who's facing the same challenges and that you have managed to overcome, so if it's like a next generation or a teenager or a kid that say, "Hey, I want to be a poet," so what advice would you have to give them?
What advice would I give the next generation? My advice to them would be to look at history, look at what has worked for everyone else, and pick and choose what will work for them. So be your own person, yes, but also realize that history does repeat itself.
Nice. So I know you have one of your poems to tell us tonight, so your artist can be inspired.
Yes. All right. And on that day, she rose from the dead, lacking knowledge, lacking education, lacking dignity, no insight, but full of purity, born with insecurities. She was beautiful. She was naive. She was born alone. Didn't cry then, and I heard she still won't cry now. The umbilical cord was the only thing that she was attached to. She was alone, attractive, and unattached. She was born to overreact. Happiness worried her. Happiness tricked her. She was 17, and he was dumb like a rock, but a little less fun. He only held her down to suffocate her fun. Happiness kept her from breathing fun. Instead of handing her a paper bag to give her life, he hovered over her, taking up air like breaths while her head was being covered in a plastic bag fun. He hovered over her like a particle of food that couldn't be swallowed fun. She swallowed him whole, which doesn't say much because he wasn't whole. Dumb, not so fun rock tells her she doesn't do anything right. She was broken. Many moons before he impregnated her, she was broken. Every room she walked into, a small portion of her craved attention from her first love. Mommy said he was on vacation, long game of waiting. She was alone, attractive, unattached, and waiting. She was broken. She forgot often. And she hated school, hated that she loved people because they were cruel, so she made a mockery of herself before they could. She had an expensive backpack with wheels, you know, to carry her baggage. Her mother paid for gifts because a vacation to a secret destination was far-fetched. She never asked, but she found out he was broken. He was alone, attractive, and unattached, cold like a cell, cold like the chills during a hunger strike, cold like there is no hunger strike. I just don't like you, so you don't get to eat tonight, cold like a cell, cold as hell. He'll remind her of the things she can't remember. Remember when after, remember when she can't remember when she saw him last and he was free at last. She had her first kiss by then, and her second heartbreak had already happened. And although she still holds his heart, she knows that he stole a piece of happiness from hers. Unfortunately for him, it's no longer in his possession to fix. She has patience because she has problems. Problem is, she might have too many problems, but she has patience now.
Whoa, deep. Love it, love it. This so amazing with your poem. So deep words, and keep inspiring people. Let's keep inspiring the world with your art. As a poet, what is it like to be on a platform, the Journey Artists Around the World podcast?
Amazing. It's amazing. Every platform and every collaboration that I am a part of or am given the opportunity to be a part of, I am extremely grateful. I feel seen.
Yes. So, I know you have another beautiful poem for your audience tonight. We would love to hear you another poem.
Awesome. They weren't good enough then. She's trying to figure out what to do with that. What to do with 7 hours and 30 minutes. It seems like enough time to rest, but depression is a pest, transforming hope into a pessimist, unable to see the sun, unable to feel the sun. By the time the day begins for her, a new one had already begun. But endings lead to new beginnings. New beginnings of show and tell outside. As soon as you step out of the house, it's like you've entered a time machine and were spit out into the 80s. You know, when life had a little bit more substance. Except all they do is talk about it. Like things never changed. Like talking changes the fact that they are all sagged, stagnant, sitting and still and probably still drunk. It's the perfect place to go for people who abuse substances. The perfect place to go when you don't want to go home, when you don't want to face your problems. It's an escape for everyone, and he still hasn't been housebroken. He is still broken. So it's an escape for him too. Laughter, dominoes, and beer almost every day, like a never-ending day party without the monopolization and outside because the inside is falling apart, just like him. But he is too prideful to admit it. So outside is where new beginnings begin, just not for him. While everyone is able to go home and take care of their needs and their business, he is left preparing for the next day party, different crowd, same thing, some things end, some things begin, some things repeat. It's 1980 when she goes outside. She wasn't alive then, so it's as if her knees are invisible. She's the only one that works, so she leaves already broken, already exhausted, still drunk from 2,445 days of partying. He says she enables herself, but the truth is everywhere. The truth is the beer on the table, death in the room. The truth is in the conversations, but he only listens to himself from 1980, so every conversation in the future is a lost cause. She leaves with habits. And pain, and eventually her mom. She is unable to see which way the ball is coming from.
Love it, love it. If you were to offer advice to the next generation poets who wish to become a poet and what it would be, what steps would you recommend them?
Ooh. What steps would I recommend? My recommendation would be to throw all the steps away. just go with God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Do you have another poem for us? I know you do.
All right. Okay. Before she leaves, he texts her. He buys her a ticket. And she goes, it's been years since she saw him. He hadn't changed a bit, but she had. She was in tune with her body, and she was in tune with energy everywhere, and even though his was off, they had done things before. His security blanket was the same as it was before, and he had done nothing with it. His body was still intact, though. My God, was his body still intact. So she sat on every corner until she was satisfied. She learned something that day. Encouragement goes a long way. Last time she saw him, I think they both knew everything would be platonic from there on out. They stopped fighting. His mom no longer talks down on her now. It brings comfort, but she still doesn't feel comforted because she is alone, attractive, and unattached. The night falls and she grabs her bag like any other bag lady, except she isn't a bag lady because she is able to work through her problems. So she grabs her bag.
Still there. Uh-oh. I have to be still waiting for our guest to come back. What is life to be a poet? As a poet, it's more than a platform. It's more than who you are as a poet. So as a poet, we are different. We're unique. We're one of a kind. It's so much as a poet. But to a poet, it's more overcoming depression, overcoming anxiety, overcoming ourselves as a poet. And overcoming our self-esteem, overcome our habits and more. And most of the time, as a poet, is a walking step. Sometimes we have beginners, the middle, and we hit, then we have, I call it the masters of poets. So it's all different type of poets. So what it's like to be a poet for myself and for others is to speak when the world don't understand you. Speak like is more than the one person that sits in the room. But being a poet is very unique. It's very unique. And it's great to share to the world what gift and what God have in their heart to tell the world. That is inspired. Waiting back for my guest to come back on. But I'm glad the audience. Thank you for coming on to the Journey Artists Around the World, where I have artists come onto the platform on every Thursday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time zone, where you can hear a different artist tell their story and how they inspire the world and how do they inspire for me, for their family, from the younger generation, and from the generation that's behind us. But it was great for the Journey Artists Around the World. And how did I get started? But it's inspiring. Hello, guests. Ryan.
Hello. Hey.
My artist is back on, and thank you guys.
Did you do a podcast?
No. I was waiting for you to do your poem again.
Okay.
And thank you guys for being patient.
Yes. Okay. All right. So the night falls. And she grabs her bag like any other bag lady, except she isn't a bag lady because she is able to work through her problems. So she grabs her bag, puts on her smile, and forces herself outside while the force plays her guide. Drops mic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
And do you have another poem for us?
All right. They have death in common and the responsibility of their parents, which is weird because he is way older, and although things are the same but different, she understands his pain. So they skip the race and privilege conversation. They just ask each other, what do you need? She is aware that alcohol enables him to half listen. He's probably aware that she isn't there for the conversation, but it's the middle ground where they meet. Plus, she's a sight for sore eyes. Then she arrives home and is forced to look at sore eyes. All she wants is to brainstorm, but it ends up turning into the talk. Not the sex talk, because it's a little too late for that. Plus, he wasn't there to forewarn her for that. A talk. A talk filled with jealousy, confusion, and a splash of love. Do you know that you are the only one left? If her tongue could bleed from her figuratively biting it, she'd be drenched in blood. She takes the easy way out and responds, I know. He asks again. She thinks, does he know? She shuts down. She knows that she walked out of the time machine and it's 1980 again. How could he know? He can't hear her. He is alone, a little less attractive, and unattached. She can't break him down. He is broken, and so is she. She wonders if she will be the end of the legacy. For now, she's a punching bag. Waiting for someone to hug her and release the pressure out, she quits. Every day and every other day, she rebuilds. It's the little things that keep her going, but they also break her momentarily.
Love it. Yeah, we'll do one more poem from you. You have one more for us, for your audience?
Okay. She's still trying to figure out what to do with that. Still trying to figure out what to do with knowing. Knowing that men don't listen. Knowing about forgiveness, knowing about not knowing, knowing about too much, knowing about wrongdoings, knowing about not knowing about what's wrong. What's wrong? When he does wrong by you, when you've done wrong so you don't know who is who. It was too late. Should I tell you why? He hovered over her because he wanted the cake and the pie. Pie. 3.142, approximately, the answer. The equation. How do you divide a man boy? Boy, man, she never wonders how he's doing. She heard every woman he's been with he has ruined. Not from them, though, but she knows enough to know that some things die and some things grow. He was good at playing the diameter role, but he'll never get near her sphere again. It's optics, which is magnifying power, and that takes control. He was a control freak, and it was her. She triggered his OCD. Is the O for obsession, or is it oppression? He started off with good impressions. She reneges. Bad boys were her obsession. Oh, O is for obsessive. O is for obviously he likes you. O is for oblivious. She can't see. First time she found out about a tampon, she was 19. Oh, and hungover. Oh, and upset, because why wasn't she introduced to this before? That's it.
Thank you. We just love the poems and the audience. Thank you guys for coming on to the Journey Artists Around the World. So before we end, we'd like to know what new things you have. Can you tell people where they can follow you and different things like that?
Yes. You can find me on our website, www.theforeversevenevn.com. We have a virtual open mic on Mondays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The first Friday of every month, we have a kids reading and writing workshop. Second Friday of every month, we have a grant writing workshop. And you can find all of those on Eventbrite via The Forever 7, as the number 7, EVEN.
Yes, thank you. And before we end, just tell us more about what it's like to be a poet at the end, to tell the people, even though you a poet, but what do inspire you to be a poet?
Some people say that your gift will make room for you, and I just feel like I am my gift. Like I am poetry. Like I cannot go a day without writing. I can't go a day without creating a poem, without structuring a poem in my head. So that's kind of what it's like, just living in your truth. Whatever it is that God has called you to do, that's your calling. And yeah, nobody can take that away from you, whatever your calling is.
But thank you, and thank you for coming to the Journey Artists Around the World, where different artists comes on to tell their stories, their struggles, and engage with the audience. And my name is Kiana the Artist, and I am everywhere Kiana the Artist, KEYANA-THEARTIST, Kiana the Artist, everywhere, everyone. And you can come again next Thursday. We have another guest. So each Thursday, we have a different guest that tells a story, what it's like to be a poet and their struggles and what inspires them. So thank you, right, Anne? And come again to the Journey Artists Around the World. And we'll see you guys next time. Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.